Hello and welcome to Weekly Dev Tips. I'm Steve Smith, aka Ardalis. If you're a software developer, you should be using source control. You probably should be using distributed source control, and you should check in often, probably more often than you think. No matter what specific tool you use for source control, you should be checking in your code to a source control repository. Right now, think about it. Do you have code that you're working on, or recently were working on, that isn't checked in? How long ago did you check it out? If it's been more than a few hours, that's probably too long to go without checking in your work, assuming that you're actively working on it. Why should you commit so often? The more often you commit your code to a central repository, the sooner you'll discover integration issues. This works best if you're using continuous integration, which we'll talk about later. But even without it, someone else on your team may discover an issue with your code sooner if it's checked in somewhere they can get it sooner. If you grew up using word processors, like Word, you've probably developed the muscle memory of hitting Ctrl+S to save frequently. All it takes is for your machine or application to crash one time while you have hours of unsaved work for you to realize that you really should be saving all the time. The more often you commit your code, and ideally push those changes off of your local machine, the better off you are if the unthinkable should happen to your machine. Of course, an even more common use for frequent commits is that they let you jump back in time when you find that you've gone down a bad path. This, in turn, can give you more confidence to try different approaches to problems or more ambitious refactorings because you know that you can easily jump back to a good state at any point. One of my favorite sayings is a Turkish proverb, "No matter how far down the wrong path you've gone, turn back now." When you have an easy restore point to jump to, this is easy. When you don't, it can be tempting to keep fighting with an approach you know in your heart isn't great, simply because going backward is going to be at least as painful as struggling forward through it. Also, you probably shouldn't be using folders as your version control strategy. Avoid the use of the copy folder versioning anti-pattern. You know what I'm talking about. That copy of the code folder that you made that appends today's date to it that's sitting next to a dozen similarly named folders? That's not source control. It's undisciplined, it's sloppy. Now, that's not to say that I'm not guilty of doing it myself. This approach is still something that kind of gives me confidence when I'm updating production code on a live server, for instance. But if you're regularly using source control properly, you won't find the need to do this in your local dev environment. So when should you commit? You should be committing your code whenever you've made some tangible progress. You've fixed a bug, you've added a few tests, maybe you implemented a feature, completed a refactoring. Maybe you cleaned up a bunch of formatting issues across a bunch of files. Each one of these could easily be represented as a single commit. Now, whether or not all of these end up in your commit history once you've merged your changes into the master branch is another story. But while you're actively working locally, it can certainly be useful to have this level of granularity in your commit history available to you. Another way you can think about your commit history is like the checkpoints in a video game. The more often you save your progress in the game, the less progress you'll lose if you suddenly find yourself getting killed by something that you didn't expect. It's not that uncommon for your code to suffer a similar fate to you in that game. So by committing frequently, you're adding additional checkpoints that you could easily drop back to if something should happen to your computer, your application, or just that you've decided that you're wasting your time spinning your wheels on an approach that isn't going to yield good results. That's all for this week's tip. Thanks again for listening to Dev Tips Weekly. I'm your host, Steve Smith.